Next on tonight's programme is Lucy Byrne, who's here to tell us about exciting new developments going on in one of our music colleges. Lucy.
I spent last week sitting in on the rehearsals for a concert which will be given by final year students at the Royal Southern College of Music in a couple of weeks' time. Now, I wouldn't normally spend one whole week doing this, but after the first day's rehearsals, I was fascinated by what was going on and wanted to hear more. What was so special about what these students were doing? Well, if I tell you that the most important instrument in one piece was a huge iron bucket, played very, very loudly, you'll get some idea of why I was hooked. Not a violin or a clarinet in sight, I might add. I've heard of composers using strange things like typewriters or hoovers, but this was a new one on me. In fact, for the composer, Max Sinclair, it's a world first. What's more, he's getting the chance to have his piece, which is called Bang with Style, played by one of the UK's finest orchestras and conducted by one of its leading conductors. The piece lasts 22 minutes, and the bucket makes a forceful appearance at the beginning when it's struck 15 times. In the middle of the piece, it's struck 46 times, and at the end, it's given the hardest possible blows so that the sound it makes is as loud as possible. When I spoke to the conductor, Peter Lloyd, he said that he enjoyed discovering what is going on in the music colleges and finds conducting experimental music very challenging. He said all the new pieces, six in total, being played at the concert, represented a variety of styles, composed as they are by different individuals. However, he's also including two or three well-known popular pieces to keep the audience happy. In one case, the piece of music had been written in the shape of a hockey pitch, which Lloyd admitted he had found a little hard to interpret at the beginning. He needed the composer to explain things to him, and once they'd understood the way the notes were arranged, the orchestra had found it hugely enjoyable. I asked Max Sinclair at one point how on earth he came to think of writing the piece in the first place. Apparently, he was sitting in his friend's room at college when he heard what he describes as a fantastic noise outside the window. He looked out and discovered a builder mixing concrete, and that was the start of his composition. So, what does a professional musician think of the idea? The orchestra's percussionist, Tim Travis, who is more accustomed to playing the drums, seemed fairly good-humoured about it all. He admitted that he had played some peculiar things in his time. He's rattled chains, played a sharp carving knife, and also played on funny whistles. In this piece, he has to use a fairly heavy hammer and keep hitting one particular place. I wondered how an audience would react to this kind of music, and was reminded that in the 19th century, people had walked out of concerts where music composed by Bruckner was played. People were horrified at such modern music. Max Sinclair's music has been referred to as hardline modern, and I wouldn't disagree. It certainly couldn't be anything other than 21st century music.
That's the end of part two.